What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about the refugees. And very interesting article that came out over the Express in Great Britain, in which they're admitting that the majority of the European people do not like the EU policies. The European Union, the people of the European Union are tired and frustrated with the direction Brussels is headed, which is Brussels wants to become the government of the entire place. They want to federalize, turn it into a single nation rather than a confederation of separate states. Same thing happened here in the United States of America. The reason it's called the United States of America was this nation was started with the individual states operating as sovereign entities. And the federal government was there as a referee and arbiter across borders and to provide for the common defense in the event of war, and that was all. And over time, Washington, D.C. has turned itself into this all-powerful central ruling body, which was never intended by the founding fathers. Now, as you know, we seem to be going into another period of terror attack, terror attack, terror attack. Be afraid, be afraid. Don't think, don't ask questions. Give us your money, give us the lives of your children. We got to go to war against somebody next week. So we put a couple of flashbacks up on the website today. Two of them from 2014, in which they're admitting U.S. government agents are directly involved in these high-profile U.S. terror plots. And we've seen the pattern over and over again. There'll be a media announcement, government foils terror plot, and then 6 months down the road, the case gets thrown out of court when it turns out that some undercover informant working for the government found some loser and talked them into wanting to commit an act of terror. It's classic entrapment. Another article that came out over in HRW.org is saying that the system is being abused and they are specifically targeting Muslims. Remember the 1993 World Trade Center bombing? It was supposed to bring down a tower. It did not because the bombers parked the van in the wrong place. Was supposed to be right against a key load-bearing member, would have brought the whole shebang down. And they parked it in a different area, and it went off, and it caused a huge amount of damage, but the tower still stood. And then it came on out that the FBI had had an informant inside this terror group. The informant asked the FBI for permission to sabotage the explosive device. And the FBI said, no, leave it alone. This was actually reported in the New York Times. They wanted the bombing to go forward. Okay. Now then, let's get into the world of hoaxes for attention, hoaxes for political gain. A story coming out of Oraz.com. Down in Texas, there was this 18-year-old woman who claimed she was kidnapped and sexually assaulted by three black men, and they gang-raped her and all this other stuff. Her name was Brianna Harmon Talbot, and her community, Denison community, was just, oh, it's terrible, it's horrible, it's horrible. And it turned out to be a hoax. It turned out to be a hoax. Remember the Tawana Brawley hoax? That ruined people's careers before it was finally exposed as a hoax. And here's another good one. Over at Gustavus Adolphus College, the Diversity Leadership Council, along with several other social justice groups, have been exposed for planting fake racist flyers on campus. Now, they're trying to justify it, saying we wanted to encourage dialogue. We wanted people to understand that there is racism. No, there wasn't. The only racism is what this leadership council and social justice warriors created, and it was all fake. Can anybody find a hate crime that isn't a hoax? Is the question we all need to ask right now. Here's a very alarming article. Over in Las Vegas, as you know, they're having the trial for the people who were arrested over the Bundy Ranch. And this is a case clearly where the Bureau of Land Management was in the wrong and these landholders were in the right, but it's a kangaroo trial. And the court is just locked down on this. And here's where it gets bizarre. The judge is allowing the prosecution all kinds of leeway, denying the same to the defendants. One of the defendants was carrying a constitution in the pocket, is not allowed to. In fact, the judge has gone to the extreme of telling the police in the court that anybody walking in with a constitution, they have to surrender it and leave it outside. The constitution is banned in this federal courthouse. Well, I'm not in the federal courthouse, but I'm certainly going to be carrying my little constitution. This is your survival guide. These are the rules. And the judge doesn't want anybody thinking about the rules when they go after these guys who've been arrested for defending their constitutional rights. All right, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to take a phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Mike, you just mentioned about what happened with the First World Trade Center bombing.
Yep.
The man you're talking about, I believe his last name was, I forgot his birth name, Salim. He's been on various shows already. He's been on Alex Jones. He's been on, I believe, on Coast to Coast. He's been on a number of other shows. There was a book also about this. This guy was a colonel, a former colonel in the Egyptian army, I believe, army or air force, I'm not sure. Anyway, he loved America. He was proud to be in the United States and all that. He hated these radical terrorists, and he reported a lot of them to the FBI, and then they asked him whether he wanted to be involved in a, undercover sting operation. So what happened is he said, sure, of course. But he also was smart enough to understand when you're dealing with people like the FBI, I guess because he didn't trust his own intelligence services in Egypt, to make a record of it, and he started recording his conversations when he started realizing there was something suspicious. Otherwise, this poor guy would have probably been rounded up and probably be in a federal penitentiary somewhere, maybe in Colorado there, the Supermax.
Yes.
Instead, he had to, of course, he's in fear of his life now. I'm sure, I don't know. Where he's living or anything like that, whether because it's for other terrorists, but at least they couldn't set him up like that. But nothing was ever made of it. And by the way, this guy has no axe to grind. He loves this country. He's even saying how he loves this country, loves everything about this country and everything about our Constitution and about our freedoms. And by the way, he's a Muslim himself. Okay, he admits he's still a Muslim. So people understand it. This isn't, we actually have, I wouldn't say the entire government is evil, but we have evil individuals running parts of this government in high places.
We definitely do, and I think a general rule of thumb is you should never trust anybody from any intelligence service. Their word is utterly worthless. They are absolutely convinced because they're wrapped in the American flag that they can do whatever they want, I have had contacts with both the FBI and the CIA, and both times I came away just utterly convinced that they were very dangerous, not to me, but to the nation itself. And we're starting to see that manifest with this intelligence community war against Donald Trump.
Remember this, too, about the FBI, and to a degree the CIA, too. FBI comes from a very bad seed. J. Edgar Mary Hoover, the cross-dresser.
Yeah.
Who started the FBI. He did all kinds of dirty things. And he, as a matter of fact, back in the 60s and 70s, he used the mafia pretty much to for strong-arm tactics to get confessions and whatever else, including the case in Mississippi. Now, I have no love for these Klansmen that committed some of these murders and stuff in Mississippi. At the same time, you don't go and use the mafia to get confessions out of these guys. You literally... this was all on the History Channel. You don't hire mob hitmen or mob soldiers to to get confessions out of somebody either. That's because you're opening the door for other things. You're going to do that to the Klan. You're going to do it to other people later on. And this is what the and today I believe what's going on is I believe the FBI and the CIA actually recruit criminals, and they sheep dip their records, and they have them do things like, for instance, the murder of that cold-blooded murder of that Chechen guy who supposedly who knew probably too much about the Boston bombing, what really happened to the Boston bombing.
Hoover was playing both ends against the middle, because at the same time he was using the mafia to go after some of the KKK, he came to a deal with them saying that if they wanted to go after Dr. Martin Luther King, that any attacks on Martin Luther King or his organization would not be investigated by the FBI. And the FBI is not the only one. The CIA was very much involved with organized crime. They made a deal with organized crime trying to take Cuba back. Jack Rubenstein was a paymaster for the mob, as well as working for the CIA. Of course, they sent him in to basically cowboy Lee Harvey Oswald in the basement of the Dallas police station because he was supposed to die at that Dallas movie theater. But because he was shouting, "I'm not resisting, I'm not resisting," they very well couldn't gun him down there. And that's why they had to cowboy him in the basement of the Dallas police station, because the last thing anybody wanted was for Oswald to be alive to actually answer any questions.
The thing is, Ruby looked like the poster boy for a mobster. You know,
yeah, he did.
I mean, you couldn't, if you wanted somebody from Hollywood to play a part of a mobster, either Italian or Jewish mobster of the day, he was the poster boy for it. And he had all kinds of mob connections, including the fact that he ran that Dallas nightclub. You couldn't run a nightclub like that in a big city unless you had some kind of connections, underworld connections. There's no doubt about it. He grew up with some of the most vicious mafia thugs known to man. And anybody, and yet you got these fools that still believe that Oswald did it alone, including a jerk like Bill O'Reilly, who calls people whack jobs if they dispute it, and wrote that book, actually making it look like, everything you know about Oswald, that's exactly how it is that he did it himself. All you got to do is look at the pictures of the
Zapruder film.
The trajectory.
Well, yeah. I have a whole section on John F. Kennedy, and that was the beginning of my wake-up, because I had saved everything from the Kennedy assassination when it actually happened. And then, I bought into the Warren Report. I believe what the government told me. I believe what the corporate media told me. And then when Jim Garrison came out with his trial of Clay Shaw, And it began to be obvious there was something there, I went back and I actually went through all the stuff I'd saved, and it just leapt out of the page at me, all the problems. The stage photo trying to make it look like the magic bullet theory could work. The photo that shows Oswald on the ground at street level the moment Kennedy grabs his throat. And I was blinded by my belief in the government and the media. And that's when I just said, I refuse to believe anymore in anything. And I will look at the facts for myself, and I'll come to my own conclusions. And that is why I'm always saying I seek a world free of the chains of belief, because that really is a big part of how you're ruled. And it is such a powerful tool. That's why when you're growing up, they will bribe you to allow belief to dominate your thinking. Believe in the bunny, you're going to get chocolate eggs next month. Believe in the fat guy in the red suit, you're going to get a bicycle. And believe in this and believe in that, and you're going to get all kinds of treats. You're literally, they're raising our kids to let belief override their rational mind. And that is a dangerous thing. It's probably the worst form of child abuse you can have, is to warp a kid's brain so that they let beliefs overrule rationality.
Mike, all you got to do is look at the Zapruder film and see the trajectory of that bullet, and see that there's no way it could have come from the sixth floor depository, which was way behind already. You could see that it comes, most likely the shooter was in a prone position. The bullet kind of rises. You can see the way Kennedy was hit in the front side of the head. You could see that his brain's just blown out that way.
Hang on a second. Zapruder was standing up on part of the monument that was there on the south side, there at the grassy knoll. And the shooters were shooting from behind the picket fence, so they were shooting from a standing position. But otherwise, you got the rest of it. Yeah, it was a standing position.
Okay, look to and, me like and, a call
And don't forget,
you
when,
might be right.
When the House Select Committee on Assassinations finally tried to assuage America's concerns about all these assassinations that were taking place back then, and they had very little money to work with, and they looked at the Kennedy assassination, and one of the things they had was this Dallas police dicta belt, because back then the Dallas police recorded all their radio traffic on these dicta belt machines rather than a traditional tape recorder. And the dicta belt, there'd been an open microphone on one of the motorcycles at the moment of the assassination, and it captured the gunshots. And analysis of the gunshots and their echoes showed that they originated from multiple locations within Dealey Plaza. If they'd all come from the book depository, then the first impulse and the echo patterns would have matched on every single one of them. And they were able to determine there were at least four different locations the shots originated from. The book depository, probably the fifth floor, the grassy knoll, the Daltex building, and I forget down by the triple overpass.
Another thing on Jesse Ventura's show a few years ago, it's an actual picture of George H.W. Bush right at the scene there. Okay.
Yes.
So I mean, anybody? There's no question that's Bush. Just there's no question.
And he denied being there. So did Richard Nixon, and then that came on out that he'd been there in Dallas at the time.
Well, I don't know if Richard Nixon was actually involved in it. I mean, it's possible. I think more likely LBJ might have been involved in it because he had more to gain from it.
Well, remember, as I said before, wars and assassinations do not start from a single point. What you get is a group of people whose own personal agendas would be served by that same outcome, and that's when it's going to happen. The Federal Reserve had their own agenda for getting rid of John F. Kennedy. The Mafia had their own agenda for getting rid of Kennedy. Israel had their own agenda for getting rid of Kennedy. Richard Nixon was looking at a 24-year Kennedy dynasty in the White House before he could ever get a chance of running for the White House again. Lyndon Johnson had been made aware that Kennedy was going to dump him in the second term, and he learned that through Mary Jo Kopechne, who figured in later on as well. Very, very tight circle. Texas oil billionaires had a reason for wanting Kennedy gone, and it just went on and on. The War Hawks, who wanted the war in Vietnam to continue, wanted Kennedy gone.
My actual belief is the actual hitmen, whereas kind of Jerome Corsi hints at that, were probably imported either from Sicily or more likely even from Corsica, and they actually did the actual hit. They were probably in the grassy knoll, or you know, and it, you know, Oswald either never even fired a shot or he was just a complete patsy. They knew he wouldn't be able to hit Kennedy with the rifle he had, or it's hard to say. But I believe the actual hit was probably done by
rifle was defective.
Killers.
The Mannlicher Carcano that was planted on Lee Harvey Oswald had a defective scope. The reason they planted that particular rifle on him, the world's worst shoulder weapon, was because following the Bay of Pigs, Castro was importing cargo ships full of those very inexpensive rifles to give to the Cuban people just in case there was a second U.S. invasion. That's why they planted that rifle on him, to try and lay a link to Cuba to get public support for a second invasion. But LBJ knew of the deal that John F. Kennedy had made with Khrushchev and knew that a new invasion of Cuba would have triggered a nuclear war. So he bought off the Pentagon by letting them go play in Vietnam and basically crafted this crazed lone nut assassin and cut off the evidentiary link to Cuba, which was a frame-up job anyway. But he gave everybody something to make him feel better about what was going on, and that was how it was all covered up. And then, of course, years later, when Richard Nixon had to step down, they got rid of Spiro T. Agnew and replaced him with Gerald Ford, who'd been on the Warren Commission and could be counted on to keep the lid on the link between the Watergate scandal and the Kennedy assassination. So, I mean, you can see how convoluted and interconnected this all gets. Anyway, listen, Mark, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take some more phone calls. Brendan in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, what the Fukushima's going on?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Listen, you got to come up with one that includes the Hegelian dialectic, the problem reaction. We provide the problem, you provide the reaction, and the CFR will provide the solution. Something of that nature. I've got a few.
Well,
quick,
I mean, we know that's how government operates. They'll create a crisis. Often out of thin air, and then offer to sell you a solution. And I think the best example of that we have right now is human-caused global warming, where they're still out there pushing that 2016 was the hottest year on record, and they're still getting snow all over the Rockies. And we've had all these really hideous winters, but they're still out there saying, oh, it's roasty toasty, and it's all your fault, and you must pay us your carbon money. That's a good example, a great example of the Hegelian dialectic at work.
Right. Hey, I'm going to fire off a few quick points. I got something for Claire. Mission High School, first public school in San Francisco to win the state championship in basketball. That's for Claire.
Okay.
I use Google Phone.
You know she's from San Francisco.
Yes, I know
that.
So, a gentleman called in and mentioned that he's incurring a large cell phone bill listening to the show. I use Google Voice, and it's free, and I can listen to your show basically for free. You just got to, you know, give up all your personal information.
Well, see, the problem with the problem with that is it's still coming to him over his metered data service, and it is a problem. We're beginning to see ISPs and cell phone companies, they're getting rid of the unlimited plans, and they're forcing everybody to go on limited plans with just absolutely insane fees if you go over your limit by even the smallest amount. When we signed up for our current cell phone contract, Claire and I both had unlimited data on our phones. Not that we really use it all that much. We don't stream movies or anything. But when I had activated tethering so that I could use my cell phone to connect my portable computer to the internet, I had to give up my unlimited plan.
Right. So I'm using my laptop, and I can listen to you through Google for free. I sent you the Pechenik video that we discussed the other day, and then I, for the heck of it, I watched it again, and it was an edited version. They cut out all the interruptions and all the misdirection, and I thought that was pretty funny. Last thing I wanted to hit was the my buddy is a painting contractor, and he's cleaned house. He's gotten rid of all the questionable immigration status folks, and he's replaced them literally with all veterans, and they're the most eager. Hitting the immigration point, if you ever get the chance to come back to SF, you will be shocked at the number of homeless on the streets while we are providing a so-called sanctuary city and directing funds that could otherwise be spent on probably decent Americans that may be having temporary issues with drug abuse or personal problems. They're getting no support. And it's a crime to walk around and see these folks just at the end
of
their...
Well, one thing Claire and I learned in these two programs that we're involved with here on Oahu is we lost that stereotype that people who are homeless and hungry deserve to be there because they're druggies or they're alcoholics or they're this or that. We saw young families of people with education who are just victims of our predatory economic practices, and they're stuck here in Hawaii because it's very expensive to get out of here. That's what Claire and I are dealing with. We're, you know, it's going to cost us $20,000, $30,000 to get back to the mainland. And so they're stuck here. But they're not the stereotype you think of when you think of the homeless. These are good people. There, but for the grace of the deity go I and so forth. And for Claire and I, it was our Buddha on the road moment. These are ordinary people. These could easily be our neighbors, but for misfortune. And so I no longer have an assumption when I see a homeless person that they somehow did something to deserve it. They didn't do anything. It was done to them. Anyway, listen, Brendan, going to have to let you go. We got another break for commercials here, and we'll be right back with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Let's grab some more phone calls before we get back to the news. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I heard you mention the whereabouts of Obama the other day. Apparently, like, he had his vacation with Michelle in the Virgin Islands in the Caribbean, but then he left Michelle home and he flew to Oahu and then on to Tahiti in French Polynesia, where he's meeting on a yacht with Blofeld, Goldfinger, Stromberg, Katanga, and Scaramanga.
Well, I understand that Obama went down to Tahiti to write his memoirs because it's relaxing, it's tropical, it's beautiful, and there's also no extradition.
Right, exactly. And there's also Elliot Carver's there, the press mogul, too. So yes. It's the whole panoply of them.
Bruno Tartaglia, the five families, you know, Michael Corleone's down there. Could very well be, but I think certainly there's a lot of stuff going on in the shadows and we don't know what he's up to. Tahiti itself, it's a little built up like Oahu. Frankly, if he's really on vacation and relaxing, he should head on over to Moorea because that's absolutely gorgeous.
Well, I think he's getting marching orders. He's going to come back to his new compound and head up organizing for action. It used to be Organizing for America, but he's going to head up organizing for action so that they create upheaval in the streets. You know, he, Valerie Jarrett, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, et al., you know, with their 250 offices, we're going to have a whole bunch more troubled, you know, protests and stuff like we saw in Huntington Beach, you know, over the weekend. And then they can create civil unrest in May so that they can blame the economic collapse in June, starting in June, on that. And then they can blame Trump.
That may be what's going on. What I'd like to seriously find out is if George Soros is down in Tahiti at the moment, or who other of these major globalist players are down there at the same time. Obviously, they've gone a very long distance to avoid any kind of observation. You know, Tahiti, of course, is a French-speaking country, so their local journalists may or may not have that much a command of English. That was certainly my experience down there. So, but remember, when they set up the Federal Reserve, they went down to Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia. They wanted that remoteness and that secrecy, and that could very easily be what's going on down in Tahiti.
It's Soros' yacht that they're on, and then they go out to Stromberg's underwater sea station that comes up out of the water.
All right, let's stick with reality here. Seriously, is it Soros' yacht?
Oh, no, I have no clue. I'm just being a jerk. All right.
Thank you for being a jerk. We're going to let you go. All right, we're going to go over to Mike in Fort Lauderdale. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. Hey, I was just going to run piggyback on the caller about JFK. Some interesting information. I'll make it quick for you. But down here where I'm at, he's recently passed away, senior trial counsel for the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office. His name is David Waxman. His best friend, no relation, last name Waxman, retired NYPD homicide detective. I'm not sure. You're a very sharp guy and very learned, but I don't know if you knew that there was a parallel investigation running with the Warren Commission's federal FBI investigation, and they were, I guess, assigned. These were all local municipal homicide detectives from the major metropolitan areas, one of them, this guy being NYPD. They followed, under the direction of the Department of Justice, the investigation to see if anything was missing. Well, come to find out, these guys started realizing that the FBI was holding back a lot of information. This information could be verified by this investigator, this retired detective from NYPD, the last name Waxman, mm-hmm. lives in South Florida, Sunrise. They used to teach this class. David Waxman, who's passed away, used to teach the class on the JFK assassination to police officers and police investigators. I guess because they're on the same side of the fence as you and I and want the right stuff to get out. The information that I remember sitting in the criminal law class that he taught was that a man by the name of Frank Sturgis,
yes,
who was a CIA guy who lived in South Florida, was
yes.
they pegged him as the guy who shot, dressed up as a motorcycle cop, and he was part of the assassination attempt.
Well, I know that Frank Sturgis and E. Howard Hunt were two. I don't know about Sturgis dressed up as a cop, but Sturgis and E. Howard Hunt were two of the three tramps who were photographed in Dealey Plaza. That's what the Democrats got tying Nixon to the assassination, and that's why E. Howard Hunt led the break-in into the Watergate Hotel, because they needed to get those pictures back. Either the Democrats were going to use them to derail Nixon's campaign, or worse, they were going to let Nixon win his second term in office and then use them to blackmail him into doing what the Democratic leadership wanted. But that was the whole point behind the Watergate burglary. The photos surfaced again through an organization called Liberty Lobby, which published the story that Sturgis and Hunt were two of the Trumps in Dealey Plaza. Hunt sued for defamation, and he lost when Liberty Lobby found witnesses who had seen Hunt in Dealey Plaza on the day of the assassination. And, of course, he had denied being there along with George Herbert Walker Bush and Richard Nixon and everything else. So, yeah, Sturgis is a name that's well known to researchers. Now, the reason I'm allowing us to go back in history on this is because this year there's supposed to be another release of the Kennedy documentation. Now, it may have been laundered and scrubbed and who knows what all else, but there was a law passed a while ago, the Kennedy Records Act, and later this year there is supposed to be a massive dump of declassified documents looking back there. And people are wondering, will Donald Trump just let that move forward, or will he try and intervene with it, which, of course, would definitely make him a single-term president. But if you want to talk about the decline of the American empire, it all does go back to that assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Oh, absolutely. I think you would be fascinated if you got a little more information from this retired detective Waxman. He's still around. He's in South Florida. He also mentioned that a lot of information was redacted that the FBI refused to give these local municipal homicide detectives. And they dug up through a Q&A with a FBI agent who was privy to being in the room with J. Edgar Hoover, who refused to let these agents bring anything in to document anything, but he went back and transcribed everything on pencil and yellow paper. I remember this very vividly, that J. Edgar Hoover had told these guys they had 3 months to close this investigation out, and it had to be one shooter. That they knew that it was he led them into saying this needs to be one shooter because that's what it is. And you are, of all people, know J. Edgar Hoover's tactics. The guy transcribed it on paper, and it is somewhere. One of these guys has it. I do know that from this class, they showed us that the assassination attempt was pretty much organized in Miami. Mm-hmm. And these guys drove up from Miami, some female that has something to do with Castro. I don't know what relation it was, either girlfriend or cousin. I can't recall. They had mechanical difficulties on the way to Texas. Car broke down in Louisiana, and they found a paper garage receipt, a repair slip, putting Frank Sturgis again for paying for the repair for the car. And then they continued on to Dallas, and then there was three people in that car, possibly E.R. Hunt. I know they were hesitant to give the other name because the guy was still alive. But
let's pull back here a little bit. We're going to bring this to an end because we're running short on time here and we've got other callers. But basically, when Kennedy was assassinated, there was no federal law regarding the killing of a president. All prior assassinations had been handled in the jurisdictions in which they occurred. Under the letter of the law, the assassination of John F. Kennedy was under the jurisdiction of the Dallas Police Department and the Texas authorities, and the Secret Service and the FBI literally grabbed the body and skedaddled out of town, and the whole purpose of the Warren Commission was to head off all other independent investigations, to grab up all the evidence, to basically shut these other investigations down and say, look, we've got it covered, we'll take care of it and tell you what happened. And that's generally the purpose when you have a high-level federal government investigation. It's to cover something up that would be exposed by lower-level local jurisdiction investigations.
Yes. And I remember learning from you something to do with one of the members on the Warren Commission had absolutely no business being there. He was a banker.
John J. McCloy.
Yeah, that's amazing to me. Is that not the smoking gun that everybody needs to know, that someone in the financial realm had direct ties into this?
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, wars and assassinations don't start from one cause. When you have a group of institutes or individuals or agencies whose own personal agendas are best served by this particular action, the action will happen. And it gives them all plausible deniability, because throughout the years, anytime evidence surfaced pointing toward one group as behind the Kennedy assassination, they would leak some evidence that would lead in another direction. And people would bounce around between all these different players, assuming they're looking for a single source of the assassination and not really realizing they're seeing all of them on full display. And certainly the Federal Reserve did not like John F. Kennedy because of his executive order 11110, which basically put about $4.5 billion worth of currency into circulation among the American people, off of which the Federal Reserve was not able to charge interest. And that's what made Kennedy their enemy. When Kennedy was talking about secret societies, he could have very well been referring to the Federal Reserve and private central banking.
So the last thing, Mike, in closing, real quickly, I remember in the class they had challenged us to have someone try to find JFK's brain tissue. Apparently all of it, the entire substance, ended up missing. Someone decided to do a little evidence eradication on that.
Yeah, that was right from inside the National Archives. Kennedy's brain disappeared.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for all the work you do, sir.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over here to Ralph in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. How you doing? I asked a hypothetical question about the Agenda 21 and gentrification in the inner cities. Under the Trump administration, do you see a major collapse happening to these big apartment building owners that rent that are overpricing inner cities for apartments? Do you see a collapse happening?
Well, obviously, if rental property owners are charging more rent than the people living in the area can afford, they're not going to have any renters. And what are they going to do, turn around and demand a government bailout because there aren't enough people who can afford the sky-high rents? I don't think so. As to when it's going to happen, that is really very difficult to say, because those of us out here trying to prognosticate where the economy is going are basically doing so on the basis of the existing rules, regulations, and laws that supposedly govern our economic system. On the other side, we have a financial system that is basically breaking the law, ignoring the regulations, and they're backed up by a government that simply changes the rules whenever they feel they need to keep the system going on a little bit longer. So we all know a crash is coming. Exactly when? Very, very difficult to say, because, the rules are being changed on the fly.
Do you see them walking away from them? Well, the banks are just going to basically take it over from there.
Oh, well, the bankers, when the crash comes, the bankers will say, you owe us this, therefore we're going to take the real assets, the hard assets of the country, and put it in our pocket. And at the end of the crash, it's going to be the bankers are going to own everything. Every house, every factory, every store, every gas station, every school, every street, everything. They're going to own it, and then they will allow us to rent from them in basically a return to feudalism. Because that's the ultimate goal of all private central banking, a return to serfdom and feudalism.
That's all on the agenda 21.
Well, they renamed it Agenda 30 because they're way behind schedule.
Wow, so under a Trump administration, it's going to be processed, it'll take a lot longer. What's it here now?
Again, we don't know. The problem I think we're facing right now is Donald Trump got here too late. I know he would like to avoid a crash, but at this point, especially with Yellen opposed against him and raising rates to paralyze the Trump administration, I don't think Trump can actually solve the problem. I don't think he can. I'm sorry, but I don't.
Wow. So you see, the dollar crash is coming around the corner. You see that coming around the corner, and all the real mega rich are fleeing outside of the country and going to places like Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Switzerland.
Well, they don't need to flee. I mean, they've got their nice fortified houses. What they're doing is they're sending their wealth not necessarily out of the country, but into some other store of value because that dollar is going to be eroding away. But we're going to wind up in Zimbabwe territory. We're going to be walking around the streets with paper notes in our pockets that are stamped $100 trillion. And even then, they're going to tell us everything is still fine, everything is hunky-dory, and you can ask the people of Zimbabwe how well that worked out for them. Anyway, listen, Ralph, we're running out of time. Going to let you go. Tom in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, listen, this is Tom in Philly. The cell phone services now, the plans, they're all going to unlimited plans now. I just got a reduction in my bill of $75 a month from my grandfathered in unlimited plan, and now they have new unlimited plans for AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, everybody. So everyone should check your plans, call your cell phone company and see if they've got a new plan available, which it seems like once T-Mobile and Sprint started, now AT&T and Verizon have done it also.
Well, we'll definitely look here, because Claire and my contract with our current cell provider expired about 2 weeks ago, and we're getting ready to go on over. I want to get Claire off that POS Android and back onto an iPhone. The only reason we went for the Android is the bigger screen, but we're just going to get her the bigger screen iPhone because that Android has just been a horrible, horrible problem. And, of course, the Androids are much more vulnerable to malware than the iPhones. The iPhones are still vulnerable, but the statistics are showing not quite so much. So we'll definitely look and see what the plans are.
What Android does she have that's causing so much trouble?
She has, well, it's the Android operating system itself. It's the Samsung. It's one of the Galaxy Notes. But it's just the user interface. They're trying to evade Apple's patents, and so it's not intuitive. It's really very difficult. She gets confused on it. And so do I,
to
solve
problems. I went from a Note 2 to a Note 4, and that's a little different. But also, one more, and I'll let you go. The if anybody is getting blocked from RBN, just get them their IP and send it to Mike, and then I'll look it up and see if they've been blocked. If you hammer, when we had that problem a couple weeks ago.
Stay on the line. We got to cut you off. Stay on the line. I'll bring you back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The tower's in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go back to Tom in Philadelphia. Tom, you were saying that if people are being blocked, you had a recommendation. Could you repeat all of that?
Sure. Back when we were having that problem with the SSL certificate, if people were trying to get in, if they hammered the site a little too much, they got put on a block list. So if anyone can't get to RBN's website, republicbroadcasting.org, please send an email or contact you or somehow. I don't know how Mike wants to do it. Maybe Mike will update this message. Get their IP address to us, and I'll go in and see if it's on a block list.
Which block list are you looking at?
Well, RBN's website has a separate block list from the host. So even I got blocked one day trying to when I was hammering it a little too much trying to get in.
Yeah, well, I have a similar system on my server. Obviously, I have nothing to do with security on RBN's end. I manage security on my server, and I've actually written much of that myself, and I'll agree it's not always perfect, and it will often blacklist totally innocent people, but I try and stay on top of that. But again, we're doing the best that we can in the face of cyber warriors. That's what they like to think of themselves. I like to think of them as thugs. Are constantly trying to bring our servers down because these are people who hate the First Amendment. They do not think you have a right to your own opinion or your own thoughts. They truly believe that they have some kind of a right from the imaginary playmate in the sky to decide for you what you will see, what you will read, and what you will hear. And, of course, that's a good definition of a dictatorship right there. All right, Tom, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much.
Just have Mike and... If Mike can send you a message and tell you what email address people can send their IP address to, we'll try to check and make sure it's not on the block list. Have a good day, buddy.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to take two more phone calls. Then we're going to close the lines and do some news for the third hour. So, Mike in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I just wanted to announce a victory for freedom of speech here in Philadelphia. The Trump march that we had, I could tell, the whole thing was planned to be canceled, and then they were just going to print that Antifa managed to cancel it. So when we showed up, about equal number of Antifa and Trump people, and the Antifa people were already out on the street, and the Trump people were out, the grass area. So then the police told us that we couldn't march anymore. So they just told us that it was canceled. We eventually just decided we're going to do it anyways. The police surrounded us, completely blocked us in for about 3 hours. Eventually, a few of us walked the block, noticed that the Antifa, Anti-First Amendment people weren't around.
Okay, Mike, I got to put you on hold. Mike, I got to put you on hold. Mike, do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after station identification.
Mold and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively. effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.